Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
I do have a cowboy hat.
City of the Purple Drink.
If I was a cowboy and I wore this hat, it'd be a cowboy hat. Hello and welcome to another Team Profile and Projection here on Talking Baseball, where we're giving you an episode a day, every day until opening day. And today we're talking about the Houston Astros, who our listeners ranked as the sixth best team in baseball. I haven't really thought about the full rankings, nor did I do it myself, but I don't know if I'd have the Astros that low. They did win their division last year by one game on the very last day of the season. Taking it. Yeah, tiebreaker from the Rangers, who then took the World Series appearance from them by beating them in seven games at home. The Astros, Jake, I know they got a new manager. Anyone else leave? Anyone else come?
You'd rather lose the battle and win the war. That's what Texas is saying. But Houston, they brought on a fun October party trick in Josh Hader, arguably the best in the game. He comes over. That was kind of it. It's been quiet in H-Town. And they did lose some people, especially in the bullpen. Neris, Maton, Stanek. And Martin Maldonado is doing a little sabbatical with the White Sox for the first half of the season, but we'll see him back in a little bit.
Oh, you're making me mad.
So not a ton of movement. Who's getting mad about that?
Astros fans.
Not a ton of movement. He's already done that. Trev, the lineup. I loved what Jimmy said last episode. When you date a team in the postseason, we've been dating this team for the past seven postseasons. A lot of familiar faces in the lineup.
Jose Altuve gets the extension. How old is he? He's getting up there, but doesn't matter, dude. I think short people live longer. That's what they say. Easier to pump the blood from your heart. Mm. That's true. Yordan Alvarez is the best hitter in baseball, I believe. Alex Bregman at third base. Kyle Tucker, Abraham Lincoln, motherfucker. He's a stud. Jose Abreu, who I believe will have a bounce back year. They used him in the postseason at the end of the year last year. He was good. I think I'd expect that more than what he did early in the season last year. So that's good. Yainer Diaz. Going to be a huge offensive upgrade for them with the aforementioned Martin Maldonado not getting the starts anymore. Chaz McCormick, Jeremy Pena, who's due for a bounce back year, and Jake Myers, the bench. Victor Carantini, Mauricio Dubon, Corey Jolks, John Singleton. What's up, Linz? Other names to watch, Gray Kessinger, Trey Cabbage, of course, and David Hensley. The lineup is a beast. Like, they're a top five offense every single year. Just what they do, set it and forget it. You're going to get production from the guys at the top of the lineup, but anything at the bottom is a plus. They don't really need it. This team is incredible. James, tell us about that rotation and the bullpen, please.
Yes, some names you know. Framber Valdez. He's there. Christian Javier, Hunter Brown, Jose Urquidy, Verlander, delayed shoulder inflammation, won't be starting the season. So you got JP France, maybe Ronel Blanco, because they were talking about doing a six-man, but I don't know if they're doing that with Verlander out anymore. You got McCullers Jr. He's got some elbow spurs. Luis Garcia had Tommy John. And then in the bullpen, they got Josh Hader. How about that? Which moves
actually
Ryan,
forgot that they did that.
Moves Ryan Presley down. Brian Abreu's there. Brandon Belak, Rafael Montero, Blanco, Souza, Seth Martinez, Kendall Graveman's on the IL, shoulder surgery. So the bullpen, they did lose some guys, but they picked up Hader, which pushes all their other guys down a little bit, which helps out a ton. And the rotation is pretty much the same. My first thought when looking at all this, and I mentioned they got a new manager, is like, is this the easiest first-year manager gig for Joe Espada? I mean, what do managers really have to do when they do stuff? The bullpen decisions? Well, you got a lot of fun names here to play with. Everyone's healthy and going good. The lineup, you got nice balance in that top five. You're going to just roll those out there like they do. I would hope, you know, it's a little nice first opening gig. Now there'll be injuries and stuff. He's got a shuffle mm-hmm. and personalities and stuff like that. But some of the harder tasks are kind of there for him.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been there, and he doesn't have to worry about the clubhouse or anything like that. I kind of agree with you. The center field battle, if you will, I don't know if you can call it that. That'll be something he has to work on. But I agree with you, James. That's a nice spot to land in. A lot of expectations, but nothing really. But you know, they're going to do it.
We would have said the same thing for Ole Marmol. Like all those guys have their.
Well, listen,
they have all their
own. Thing.
If something went wrong in Houston this year, is everyone going to point at the players or the new manager? Like we know all of these guys. Espada being new is something different. It's obviously the manager conversation we've done a lot, but it's a nice job. Anyone would jump at that at their first managerial opportunity, but if things were to get weird, it's also an easy target for no reason to point at.
Do you think he's going to pick a fight with somebody on the roster early on in the year? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Tyler O'Neill would have ripped his head off. That's not going to happen.
Asher's also got a decade of ALCS appearances.
It's pretty nice. And
it's different than the Cardinals.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of that I don't like when looking at this Cardinals roster, and again, you have to search pretty far and get pretty deep for Astros. Is how righty their back half is. If they run into like a nasty righty reliever come the postseason, can he just mow down those dudes? And they don't even have much on the bench. I mean, you got Singleton who can come in, but the versatility wise and Carantini, some of their like versatility in the defensively, you don't have many lefties. That's kind of scraping. For right. like a weakness come postseason that they could easily address at the deadline.
I think there's room for improvement in this Astros offense that, let me get it up here, was fifth in average OBP, OPS, and runs, seventh in homers. There's room for improvement for a top five offense because, like I mentioned, you got Yainer Diaz coming in there. That's going to be an improvement over Martin Maldonado. Jerry Pena had a down offensive year. We expect more out of him. Jose Abreu has the track record. I know he's up there in age, but I expect a better year out of him as well. And I don't see a regression coming from Altuve, Bregman, or Yordan, or Tucker. Like, I don't see that happening. So, like, there's like actually room for improvement on a top five offense if you're just banking on some bounce backs. And even if they don't bounce back, you still are a top five offense. It's kind of crazy. It is hard to pick apart this roster and find negative things to say about it. Not that that's what we do on these TPPs, but you know, we'd like to dig and say, okay, here's the positives. Here's what they could work on. There's not a lot there. I mean, I totally forgot. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I forgot about it. They added Hader, and now the bullpen's going to be even better. You know, there were some guys in the rotation last year. We mentioned before the show that Hunter Brown like didn't have the year a lot of people thought he was going to have. But that's okay when you got the other guys doing what they do in a bullpen that can shorten games. I mean, they kind of have it all.
So I think that's the real talking point with Houston, because like you guys have mentioned, the bar has been set to a very different level, and deservedly so. When you look at that top eight and the history and all of it. I think the lineup is going to be better. Altuve only played 90 games last year. Yordan missed like 40 games or something like that. You know, and then anything that's a quote-unquote question mark, can Chaz McCormick repeat it? Okay, let's find out. Yiner, he can be better, or even if he takes a baby step back, taking on the full catching workload. Jose Abreu is going to be better. In the postseason, in his 11 games, he went off. I think it was just a tough regular season, and it won't look like that again. I think the offense is going to be better. I think the bullpen's probably going to be better. The rotation's interesting. You guys were out. We did some team question marks. The rotation isn't what we think of with Houston normally. Verlander's got some shoulder stuff going on now, and, you know, he's wrestling Father Time. We know he'll be there when it matters, but what does that look like in the regular season? Luis Garcia got TJ last year. McCullers, elbow surgery last year. So Framber, who, again, has set a very high bar for himself, he took a baby step back last year. You know, could just be the season and one or two bad starts. Javier, his season didn't end up too pretty. Hunter Brown didn't end up too pretty. Like, Urquidy a lot of times has been the swing guy for them, and he's currently penciled into, like, their three spot. So you guys know where I stand on offense and just who the Houston Astros are. They're going to pitch the ball enough, and they're going to get JV back. And I think the storyline for this team is how the rotation looks over the 162 and what's that going to look like going into October, because the bullpen's going to be there. The lineup's going to be there. What does that rotation feel like?
I mean, look, you mentioned it. There were some down years last year. I mean, Framber giving you 200 innings at a 3-4, like,
right.
I think if you have Framber doing Framber things at the top of the rotation, and, you know, I want to see JV come back and put it all together. But there's enough there. Like, this isn't a team like we talked about with, you know, teams lower on the rankings list where it's like, we have no idea about these guys and we'll see what happens. Like, a lot of the guys that you mentioned have had successful seasons in the big leagues, and you can bank on them, you know, finding it again or just giving innings to that lights out bullpen. I can see what you're saying. Like, again, this is nitpicking for these teams. As we get towards the top of these rankings, that's what we have to do because their rosters are that good. I could see where you say that, but you got to imagine Hunter Brown coming back and being better this year with his stuff. Like, there's some BABIP stuff there. So, you know, some positive signs on the peripherals, if you will, for him.
Yeah, J.P. France also had a pretty good year last year. I think he's got a 10 earned run really spot that, like, makes it look even worse. I think without that, he's like low 3 ERAs over 23 games that he got to pitch in. So I think it might not be as flashy. It's not going to, maybe not on some people's like top 5 rotation list, but enough to get the job done with that bullpen and rotation. I think I was reading an article about kind of like what spots are being fought over in spring. And you got Myers, who they've given the center field job, but you have McCormick and even Dubon fighting. So I went to spring training to see how all these guys, they mentioned Corey Jolks too, all the guys for the Astros that are, you know, have to win something or impress in spring training. And as we record this, Dubon has the most hits, 9. McCormick has the third most hits, 7. Jolks has the second most hits, 8. They're all, like, crushing it. And then Myers is hitting. He's got a .478 on base with a .949 OPS. So everyone that's, like, on the fringes trying to establish themselves and join the team, having a good audition thus far, that's nice for them. I'm happy. Bad storyline. Peña hasn't homered in, like, 500 at-bats.
It's... He got too cute with the heart. Like, Houston Texans, they don't do hearts. They don't love. They just go to work.
351 consecutive plate appearances.
I got something for your pitching staff woes, Jake. Just a little note here.
Woes is a little extreme.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Maldonado.
Yeah.
Typically known as a guy that handles a pitching staff. Nicely, negative 17 in framing runs last year. Now, Yainer was minus 5. So they might get a upgrade in that spot as well. That means something still.
Sure. Trick those old men. Get the call.
Yainer.
I mean, I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we've said enough about this team. I think. We all know them. You talk about dating a team like the Diamondbacks. You said that last ep or a couple episodes ago, James. This is a long-term relationship we've had with these Astros. And there's been ups and downs in it, no doubt about it. It's been a rocky relationship with these Astros, but we know them. We know their heart. We know their innards. We know everything about this.
Oh, yeah? What's Shea Whitcomb's middle name?
Szechuan.
Hmm. That'd be cool. Be a cool name. Shea Szechuan Whitcomb. It's Lane. Shea Lane. Sounds like one name. Sounds like a Southern girl's name. Shea Lane.
Christian Javier lost 15 pounds this offseason.
Pena's got a new swing.
So.
Did he trim down, Astros fans? He showed up all kangaroo muscle jacked last year. And then his numbers were worse. They said his eye and his decision making was better. I wonder if he came in a little more lanky, you know? These shortstops.
Are we talking about the same person right now? We're not.
He said
somebody, and then you said somebody else.
Yep.
He took it to Pena.
Yeah, we were talking about adjustments. Thinner, and then Pena's got a new swing. So it's kind of like the spring training topics. I do-si-do-ed around that.
Pena, get rid of the heart and do like the... That's more Texas. That's okay.
Ooh, or maybe like the adjust the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Okay. We can work on that.
Framber, spring training news on him. He is not calling his own pitches anymore. He's going to let the catcher do it.
Never thinking.
Yeah.
Decision fatigue. Yeah, he's over it.
He said he just wants to, he can hold runners on better and execute better if he doesn't have to make the decisions. According to Junction Jack 2.
Oh, JJ 2.
On Twitter, he said Dusty and Maldi ruin his confidence. And that's from Junction Jack 2 on Twitter. 200 followers, Astros fan. Could be true.
I think we're ready.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're good.
Do we want to hear about Kyle Tucker had 29 homers and 30 stolen bases? Only Jeff Bagwell in 97 and 99 had done that or better in Astros history?
Do we want? Does Bregman's looming free agency cloud over a sunny season?
Trev?
Oh, I want to give one. Does the Rangers going into Houston in the ALCS and banging them in the last two games while the Astros are up 3-2, does that spill over into the season? Does Travis Scott naming their spring training facility after himself turn them into something different?
What will the Mets offer for Bregman at the deadline? Nothing, because they'll be out of it.
The Mets aren't doing anything.
But... you could be in it at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Because, Jim, think about this one. It's time for fans to head to the ballpark.
Obviously.
And root for the home team as the baseball season is underway. Get in on the action early this season with our partners at the DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. And do not forget to use our code TALKIN. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKIN. Bet just $5 on any wager. Get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code TALKIN only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. What's the over-under at? ALCS?
I'm taking I'm pushing green there.
92.5. Won 90 games last year.
Yeah, it's actually a good line because I do think they're a team that just need to get there. Like, the Rangers might be like, let's win the fucking division this year. And the Astros might do the Phillies thing where they're like, all right, whatever. Have fun. We'll steal it from you unless they're not.
2021, 95 wins. 2022, 106 wins. Last year, 90.
God.
16 win drop from 2022 to 2023. Now, are we expecting them to raise the bar by 3 wins?
I'm going to jump the crump on this one, and I'm going to go with the over because I think their lineup over 162 is going to be better this year. I mentioned Altuve, Abreu. I think there's for a lineup that you mentioned was top 5 in pretty much anything you'd want, I think there's a lot of room for growth. They're going to figure out the pitching. Houston's always pitched enough, and they'll be playing for October in some regards. Like, if JV's banged up, you obviously do what you need to keep him healthy. And that bullpen's going to be fun. was it 92 and a half? Yeah, I mean, I like Houston this regular season and every postseason, so I'll go over.
I'm going to take the under, and I think it's going to be, like, very close. It's I think it might number. Be 92 wins. And the reason I say that is, you know, what changed last year? The Rangers got good. So the division to me, like, I think the Angels got better. I mean, I don't know if they got better. I take that back. Strike it from the record.
Struck.
Thank you. If you do that in court, the jury still hears.
No.
It's they from forget the
about that away.
They forget about it right away. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. I watch a lot of Suits now, so I'm like pretty up to date on my legal procedures. I think the division's pretty good. Oh, the Mariners are going to be good. Obviously, I think the Rangers are going to be good. I could see them settling in at 91 to 92 wins. So I'm going to like kind of just. I don't know how many overs I've taken, but I'm going to put this one as an under, like 92 wins. Like very close.
You've selected 12 overs so far.
And opposed to?
8 unders.
Okay, good. So I need to get kind of back
there.
Oh,
this would be... No, hold on.
I have 15 overs.
Yeah, I was counting red and green, not...
So I got to start taking some unders, and that's basically why I'm here. 91, 92 wins.
Okay. I've taken 11 overs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 unders. And
nice.
I went through the history, okay, because I wanted to make sure the relationship's doing okay. I took the over on the Astros in 2021. I was correct. I took the over on the Astros in 2022. I was correct. I took the over on the Astros in 2023. I was incorrect, and I feel scorned. Mm. So I'm taking the under because they did me dirty last year. Supposed to just fall in. But it's the over. I'm taking the over.
Oh.
I'm taking the over.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the under.
I figured you guys
I don't believe in the under at all.
So I have that sheet somewhere that's telling me where these things are?
Maybe. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We can share it with you for sure. Who's going to... I mean, the Rangers, they're going to be good. A's aren't. They'll win a lot of those.
The West is a little messy. I mean, there's
three... Yeah, but it's not...
Three the quality teams.
Schedule got balanced.
Three quality teams. Everyone beats up on the Central.
You still... It's not that balanced. You still play your division.
It's not completely balanced.
Ron Washington's Angels.
You know what? They didn't beat up on the Central last year, Jake. They just beat up on the West. They went 14 and 17 versus the Central. That's going to change. Over. What a mistake by them.
They did beat my Twins.
Boring. You know what that is? That's a team that is like, whatever.
Sleepy.
Regular season. I got to go to Detroit.
Dubon, you lead off today.
I got a spin zone. 7 straight ALCSs. They're tired. It's a lot of, like, seriously, though, think about this. Think about how many more games the Astros have played than the Rangers over the last 7 years.
They were
a lot more.
They were 42 and 43 against teams over 500 last year, which is them just being like, yeah, we're with you. All right. Quit it. And they actually did crush bad teams.
Little fucker.
Back on the mound, little fucker. See you, Dusty.
Joe Spada, pick a fight with the biggest, baddest dude.
That's Spada's going to be like, we lost too many games. And they're going to be like, Joe, it's fucking May.
Ollie Marmol should be your guideline. Names, go.
Oh, shit. Derek True, Franny Kobus, Alimber Santa, and Kobe Cato.
Colin Price like that one.
And Jose Altuve.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.